Well, we're going to hear a bit more. We haven't heard anything yet. We're going to hear from Jack and Peter about what the Lord has been doing in their lives, and Melissa is going to interview them. So, Jack and Peter, you need to come up.
Well, as Bart said, we're going to find out a bit more about Jack and Peter. This is Jack and this is Peter, for those that don't know. And we're going to hear their testimony, so the story of their life, what God has been doing in their lives. That's what testimony means. So I've got some questions I'm going to ask them. So Peter, you're holding the mic, so why don't you go first? First of all, tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so yeah, I'm Peter Walpole. I'm 18 and I study car mechanics at Kingston College, and I've been coming here for about 11 and a half years.
I'm Jack. I'm 17 years old and I go to Tiffin School in Kingston. I've been coming to Emmanuel for about 3 years.
Brilliant, thank you. Peter, how did you become a Christian?
So it was actually on a camp. So I'd sort of been coming to church for about 5 or 6 years and not fully paying attention. But somehow it sort of sank in. And then on camp, you always get this time of free time where you're supposed to make friends. I know. So I just sat on my bed and just sort of everything that I'd sort of half listened to sort of sank in, and everything just clicked. And at that second, I just knew that Jesus was Lord.
Brilliant. Jack, same for you.
Well, I've grown up in a Christian family, and Mum and Dad have always encouraged us, Katie and I, to come along to church. In fact, when I was really young, I went to the Kangaroo Club in the other room. Mum and Grandma used to bring me up. But I didn't really go to church that often when I was like quite a lot younger. But I've been going to the church camp since I was about 10, and probably quite a few years ago now, after listening to one of the evening talks there, I sort of went back to my tent and was lying on my bed and sort of said a little prayer to myself or to God. And I decided from then it's just sort of been growing in faith from that point on.
Brilliant. So for both of you, actually, camp was quite a significant part in your journey towards faith. Awesome. Peter, was there maybe another significant person or a particular experience that you want to share with us?
Well, there was a moment that those who know me, they know that year eight for me was quite hard. So at the end of that, I got onto a call with some of the friends I've made when I was out on summer holiday. And basically they were, to be frank, brutally honest with me. And basically they just sort of showed me that no matter what happens, you're never alone. So, yeah.
Brilliant. And same, Jack?
I would say definitely they're camp leaders. Listening to their evening talks and doing like we do for an hour Bible study class sort of mid-morning. That's really been helpful just to learn. And also being in the presence, just being at camp, surrounded by some really good Christian friends and people a lot older and wiser than me that I can ask, but also people younger than me that I can sort of help as well if they need it.
Brilliant. And so both of you have been Christians, you'd say, for a few years now. Why have you decided to get baptised today?
So, as you know, getting to 18 and education sort of stopping and everything changes, so I would say that now's sort of the time to say to everyone, look, I'm here to stay and this is what I believe in.
Brilliant.
Well, I would say probably it's only been in the last 3 to 4 years that I've started taking my faith and coming to church a bit more seriously. And in the Bible, Jesus calls us to be baptised if we believe and trust in him. And I feel like this is a good time to declare my faith publicly before, hopefully, I go off to uni later this year.
Great. And last question. Jack, why don't you answer this one first? What difference does your faith make in your life?
I would say there's a really big difference. So it's really encouraging to just be able to sit quietly and pray, just so even if it's just sort of taking a minute just to reflect on the day or a decision that I have to make, it's great to know that God is there and he's listening and he answers my prayers as well. And it's really reassuring and calming to know that I'm one of his children and he loves me.
Great.
So yeah, it sort of shows me that I don't need to isolate people that I may not like or may like, you know. So, and also it shows that, you know, God does have a plan for you, so no matter what happens, it's all part of the plan.
Yeah, great. Great, well, thank you guys. Thank you for sharing with us how you became Christians, and we know that from today onwards that you guys will continue to live those Christian lives. I'm going to hand back over to Bart.
Great to hear, isn't it? Isn't that brilliant to hear what the Lord has been doing? Oh, you want to clap? You want to give? Yeah, let's give them a clap, why not? Great work. You've just scared them off, though. They've left now. They've gone. I think they're going to get changed. Ready for the baptism. A verse that sort of summarizes the commitment that they are making today is Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says this: I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That is the commitment that they are making today. We're just going to get ready, and then we're going to baptize them. While we get ready, you're going to stand to sing.
Before we baptize Peter and Jack, we've got some questions to ask them so that they can declare their faith. Now, you're going to need to say these loudly, all right? I'm not going to hand you the mic. You're just going to need to say them loudly, these responses. And after we've done these responses, there's a bit that we can all join in, which is declaring the faith, in the words of the Creed, which is a declaration that has gone through the centuries of words of truths that we as Christians believe. But we'll come to that in just a moment. First, it's Peter and Jack. You've got the promises on the bit of paper in front of you. In baptism, God calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Christ means dying to sin and rising to new life with him. Therefore, I ask, do you reject the devil and all rebellion against God?
I reject them.
Do you renounce the deceit and corruption of evil? Do you repent of the sins that separate us from God and neighbor?
I repent of them.
Do you turn to Christ as Savior?
I turn to Christ.
Do you submit to Christ as Lord?
I submit to Christ.
Do you come to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life? And now, if you're a Christian, join with Peter and Jack in declaring what we believe. The words will come up on the screen. I say some bits, and it's done in a sort of response kind of way. So you say the bits where it says all. So, brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess together with Jack and Peter the faith of the church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy worldwide church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Great. Well, now is a moment where we could do a bit of moving around, because if you can't see very well what's going on up here, feel free to come up. So we're going to do the baptism now. So the way it's going to work, you come up when you feel you want to. We'll do the baptism, so we'll get them under the water, baptize them. And then when they come up, both Peter and Jack have asked one person if they would pray for them. So while they're dripping wet, they're going to pray for a really long time. When hypothermia sets in, that's perfect. Then they go off to get dry. So we do it one at a time. One gets baptized, then they get prayed for, then the other one baptized and then prayed for. And then after we've done that, as we sort of move back down over here, the music group will then lead us in singing. So if you want to be able to see better, come forward now.
Going down is going to be easy. Come back up. Please pray for us. Okay? But please be praying for Peter and then praying for Jack as we baptize them. Okay, so that's it. So, Peter, we baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, we pray that whenever Peter remembers this day, he would know that Christ died a real death, that he was buried and raised to life to save sinners, that by faith he is in Christ, the old life has been crucified, and he's been raised with a new nature, that he's been raised with a new power, free to fight the world, the flesh, and the devil. Please keep him for that day when he will receive his inheritance, life with you forever. Amen.
Loving Father God, we give you thanks for the person who is Jack. We thank you for his qualities, his abilities, his love of science and maths, and his talent for music. We thank you that he's able to see you, God, through all of this talent and science. We give you thanks for his sense of right and wrong, for his desire to do what is right for other people, for the fact that he seems to be universally loved by all sorts of people. And we pray and we give you thanks that he's chosen to honour you today. We pray that you'll continue to honour him in his life as he goes out to live his life more independently. And we pray that he will continue to draw people to him and be able to show them God in all things in the way he does already. Amen.